Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Freebirds in Addison off of Beltline Road. If you want to go ahead and join us, we've already been having a blast today. I think we're going to start going to do some of our giveaways. And, of course, you can enjoy that delicious Freebirds food. But right now, we're brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. And I suppose we should probably start with the Rangers. Go ahead and give me cut four, and then I'll ask if this felt like the last stand.
He delivers, and there's a blast by Pasquantino to right center field. That's way back, and that is gone. He has homered in all four games of this series. And the Royals regain the lead 5-4.
So the Royals would go on to win that 6-4. And you know, Corey, what I keep thinking about, well, first of all, we'll have Bruce Bochy on the show at 12:30 p.m. today. But also, you gave an example and you said if they go like 2-5 on this road trip, the road trip is over. And unfortunately, they have gone 2-5.
Yeah, and that I probably waved the flag a little early because, yeah, you know, I waved it right before they won their second game.
Right.
I just didn't see them being able to beat Kansas City. Kansas City, A, is kind of on a hot streak right now.
They are.
They're playing good baseball. Being on the road there, the Rangers just, their pitching, Kevin, it's kind of feels like it's just worn out. A little bit because of the way the hitting has not been there. The offense hasn't been there, and I didn't see it. But I needed to see life. I needed to see life out of the team, and they didn't. They showed me that they're the same team they've been all season, and that is we're just kind of here, and it's going to be tough. And I don't even know where the emotion for this team is right now, man. I really don't, and it's unfortunate because I thought that, you know, I have this feeling that this could be it for Bochy. Because he signed a 3-year deal when he got here. This, yeah, is the end of the third year.
Yeah.
And I mean, we love the man for having brought in something special here that 1 year. And we were hoping that we had built something. And Chris Young's hoping that he built something, too, that, yeah, could be sustainable for the future. But the offense just it's inept completely.
Yeah. Now, there are other things happening across baseball, and then I will go back around to a positive Rangers thing. So Samuel Basayo, the stud young prospect for the Baltimore Orioles. He did sign an extension. I think he's only played like four games. Like, I think he's got like a tiny bit of major league time, but he signed an 8-year extension with the Baltimore Orioles for $67 million. So essentially, it's just buying out all of your first 3 years and then your 3 years of arbitration and then 2 years of free agency after that. Depending on playing time and escalator clauses, which clearly they have a lot of belief in him, it could get up to $88.5 million. But you've seen this kind of more and more common. It's the idea that they think that Basayo, like, will be awesome by the time he hits free agency. And so what are really good free agents getting out? Like $30, $35 million. Mm-hmm. I know in some cases way more, but let's say that. So they're like, hey, let's just give him $67 million now, and hopefully we're buying out 2 years of $70 million. And you're like, hey, this is a good idea that we made.
Yeah, and also I'm kind of curious on the arbitration part of it. Who wins in this? Because if the player plays well, obviously he's like, crap, I wish I would have.
Sure.
But if the player is meh, then the team wins
yeah.
in that. But who wins with this situation?
So, like, it's not necessarily as bad for the player as you might think. It's definitely bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, let's say that Basayo, it just unfortunately doesn't work out. I'm not saying that I think that will be the case at all. But now all of a sudden he's like, oh, man, I would have got my 3 years of, like, minimum salary, and maybe I would have got 1 year of arbitration, and so I would have got, like, I don't know, $5 to $10 million. Ooh, this is much better. But, like, you go off his minimum, so we're up to $2 million, and let's say he's really good, and his arbitration is $8, $12, and $20 million. So now that's $42 million in the aforementioned 70.
Yeah.
So he could have gotten like $112 million in this time.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Well, dang, that kind of sucks. But at least you're not like, I squandered $100 million or something along those lines. And so I see the appeal for the Orioles. They're like, well, we got to get something.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going to give you this money when you, again, I think he's literally played four games. Well, you got to give us something. For the Braves, Austin Riley, he had a core injury, and he has had surgery on that. He is going to be out for the rest of the season, which, by the way, right at the time that Michael Harris II, we talked about this a couple of months back. He was having just a god-awful first half of the season. He has been on fire since the All-Star break, but because he was so bad that first half of the season, his numbers overall for the season still look fine. But he has been on a freaking tear for the Braves as of late. Speaking of players who have been on a tear, I want to restart this because he's scheduled to start tonight. Nathan Eovaldi. Nathan Eovaldi for Cy Young.
Hey, hold on. Harris hitting 380 in August?
I told you.
Can we get somebody that hits 380 in August, please?
Yes. If you take our 4, 5, and 6 hitters combined, they probably hit 380. Oh, is that? That's not.
That's not going to be
probably
okay.
Not
yeah,
what
hurts.
You were getting at.
That
all right,
hurts my soul, Kevin.
Sorry,
hurts
sorry
my soul.
About that.
You got to tell the truth, though.
All right, so Nathan Eovaldi is going to start tonight. If he goes at least 6 innings in his next 2 starts, he should be in position where he would qualify now for the ERA title. And I know Scooble had another fantastic outing and, like, rock on, good for him. But take a look at Eovaldi as of late. In his last 8 starts, the Rangers are 8-0. And more specifically, do you know that Eovaldi has won 7 of those games? And I know we've talked about the discounting of the pitcher win, even though Bochy still says it's really important. But the idea there is he's winning the games that they are winning.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, that means either
they've only lost 7 of his starts this year.
So he's been amazing.
Yeah.
In those 8 starts, one,
and some of those aren't his fault at all.
like most story
most
of, the
of
season,
them are actually
yeah.
Kevin, I think the only one that is really his fault is that no, actually, they won that Arizona game, so never mind. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Good there.
All right. I was going to say, I think there was a Mariners game in there where not so great, but he's been phenomenal this year. In those 8 starts, he has a 1.6 ERA. He has 45 strikeouts and 9 walks in that time. And he has a 1.76 ERA.
Whenever it was like a 0.5, that was better.
That
you know, like I really liked that time a lot.
Okay.
But then that Arizona game popped up and he gave up five runs, and that changes things.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is you might think KG is better than Dirk and you're out on Eovaldi.
No, those are your hot takes.
I just
aim for perfection.
Okay.
Right? And that's what I'm trying to shoot for here.
All right. Well, I mean,
and I know he does too. And that's why I think he holds himself to that kind of standard.
Okay. Now that I believe. So let's say you get these next two starts done. Right now, he has an ERA that's 0.56 better than Tarek Skubal.
Yeah.
That's half a run better than Tarek Skubal. Yet it seems to be like a done deal that everyone's like, well, Tarek Skubal is going to win the American League Cy Young. Well, you also look at Eovaldi. He's got a sub-1 whip. In fact, it's 0.87. He has been phenomenal. I say, if you don't think there's time left in this season or you don't believe that the Rangers will make the playoffs, we can believe in Nathan Eovaldi and maybe win the first Cy Young in the history of this franchise.
I love the idea of that. I really do. I absolutely hope that that happens. I do know Evan Grant put out a piece a couple weeks ago. Kevin, you were in Germany, and I don't know if they delivered the morning news to you out there.
They did not. I got it from like a week later.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of newspapers still. You don't like the digital version. You're like, no, bring me the paper. Sorry, Earth.
Is the Dallas Morning single copy price $5 everywhere? Because I bought one in the airport on the way to Germany. It was $5.
If it is, they should be making a lot more money.
Good point.
I think Corbin Burnes has the record for fewest innings ever pitched
for a Cy Young.
For a Cy Young, and Eovaldi would be under that. So it would put the voters. It would put the voters in a significant predicament. Is my understanding. But because Skubal has done it for so long, done it for more innings, and still has slightly a higher ERA, which is a huge number. You said half a point, but it's still, they look at it and they go, okay, but the amount of innings, how would that change? And it's pretty. I don't think it's all like the go back to the 1800s, but it is a significant thing. But the way he's pitching, I would love to see him add that to his resume as he goes on, for his career. He's already got World Series. One of the greatest postseason pitchers you've ever seen. Those things are going to put him in the Hall of Fame, but to not have that on his ledger would be something that would be disappointing. And so that's what I hope for him, is that he can pull that off.
All right, Corey, you made the mistake of getting math involved on this, so I'm trying to figure out a way that we can make this happen because you're right. He can do it. It looks like he's 44 innings behind Corbin Burnes.
Okay.
I believe he could still start 8 more times. So, maybe only 7 more times. So my point is
that Arizona game where he got drawn out a little early, that kind of bumped everything.
If we really get him pitching those 7 innings a game, he can do it.
Yeah.
Now, the flip side would be, why the blue hell would you do that if you're not going to make the playoffs? Do you think Nathan Eovaldi sitting there is like, damn it, I'm going to win a Cy Young? Maybe he is.
Maybe so.
If he does, then I think you should give him every opportunity.
And there's no doubt in my mind that Boach would do that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
I think Boach is one of those guys. It's like, if my guys want to accomplish something, I'm going to do everything I can for them. Now, I wonder if front office steps in and they're like, hey, guys, well, we don't need to throw to Grom and Eovaldi anymore. Let's go ahead and look towards next year. Let's go ahead and add in some of these younger pitchers, see if we can get them rolling because we traded away most of them, and see if Merrill Kelly can carry this thing the rest of the way.
See, but by your logic, isn't he also going to be like, the hell do I care? I'm not going to be here.
Merrill Kelly?
No, Bruce Bochy.
Oh.
Merrill Kelly as well.
Hey, look, man, it is a marriage between Bochy and Chris Young, and they talk things out, and I think that they work together on those things.
Okay.
And sometimes we've seen front office can win when that conversation comes down. Sometimes you play a player even though you didn't want him on the roster to start the season, and you think he has a lot more to learn.
That would never happen with the Rangers. Yeah, we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Freebirds in Addison, 5000 Beltline Road. Come on down. Enjoy your lunch break here at Freebirds. Sign up to win a plethora of giveaways we have going down. And coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus a new type of catfishing, literally, next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We're live at Freebirds in Addison, having a blast, although I'm still waiting to see someone try to eat a super monster. Also, Alec, we're about to go to AM on the FM, so I have a bonus Forgiveness Friday for you.
Oh, no.
No, it's not. I just need you to judge it. You have done nothing wrong. So my wife texted me about something we're going to go do. We're going to go to Great Wolf Lodge, and we're going to bring our little nephew as well as Noah. And she texted me, Katie just told Cooper, and he freaked out. He is so excited. And she put Cooper in lowercase, and all I responded with was Cooper with an uppercase C. And that was more than an hour ago, and she hasn't responded. Do you think that she is agitated at my text?
Probably, and it's probably deserved, but at the same time, I respect your level of humor there, so I kind of like it. I think it's fair either
Kevin,
way.
I did the same thing kind of this morning. Adrian said today is a phone party at doggy daycare, and I said foam. And I just left it at that, and she immediately was like, is that not what I said? And I was like, nope, you said phone party.
Party for the dogs?
Yeah, our dog is sitting there, and they're like, hey, who has...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's an Android. Who has an iPhone? No, that's not how. It's foam, dude.
Man.
Foam it up.
I've never been to a foam party. I will allow Alec to answer that question because it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet. Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. The Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Twitch and YouTube is available for you as well. Plus, a new type of catfishing that can literally lead to catfishing. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But first, we do have some breaking NFL news, gentlemen, from Tom Pelissero. We have a trade. The Washington Commanders are sending running back Brian Robinson Jr. to the 49ers. Sources tell the NFL Network he posted career highs last season, 4.3 yards per carry and 8 touchdowns in Washington. He now gets a fresh start after they sat him out of the preseason game, and everybody was kind of saying, hey, that's for a reason. They're trying to move him, and they do move him to a team that was linked to him, and hey, a team that has had plenty of issues with running back injuries. So,
yeah,
it's a very smart move if you ask me.
It is. They've had wild success with any running back they put in, too.
True.
And I'm absolutely drafting him in my fantasy draft.
Does this say anything about compensation?
Yeah, it looks like Jordan Schultz had the compensation first, a 6-round pick.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
That's got to hurt your feelings.
Just a little.
Or are you just happy to be somewhere else?
You know what? I bet it does hurt his feelings, but then he's like, my career could potentially be way better off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for sure.
And then from the 214, oh, she's definitely agitated. Oh, no.
This is true. This is true, unfortunately. But again, I respect where you were coming from there, so I don't think you can hold your head down for too long.
But and Alec, my question of the day for you first that must be answered is, have you been to a foam party?
I can't say I have. I mean, unless you talk about a social function where everybody is glued to their phones, which that feels kind of unplanned.
No,
you know,
I
can't say that I've been to a phone party. A foam party. Okay, so we are going with the actual meaning here. But no.
Now I see how Siri got it wrong.
That does sound fun, though. I did do a 5K where there was like a bunch of foam and obstacles and stuff before, but I haven't been to a party.
Fun.
No.
Okay.
Hold on. Yeah. Did you do the one with the obstacles where run through the little shocking things? Where
Dude,
they have the little
I
wires?
Want to. I want
what?
To.
What?
Yeah, like
yeah,
a Spartan race.
Yeah, did that.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. But I do want to try one of those like kind of obstacle-based things. That would be pretty cool. But I don't know if that's going to be an option for me here anytime soon because I need to get back in like cardio shape first. Before I think about any of that, that would be something that I need to do first. But gentlemen, question of the daytime, 877-881-1053, where we are going to...
Up, you keep cutting out just in case you don't hear from us.
Yep, I got you guys on the backup now, so we're gonna have to switch to that if Raymond can hear me. But what we're gonna do for the question of the day, gentlemen, I went shopping yesterday because I'm running really low on cologne, right? And that feels something important for whenever, you know, you're doing anything important, at least in my life. And I really only use it for special occasions. I just use like the regular kind of like body sprays that are on the cheaper side, not like Axe or anything, but like just stuff that you can replenish quicker and easier with less thought.
Like we're going to judge him for using Axe.
Yeah,
I was going to judge you.
Yeah, because I'm not in middle school anymore. But, you know, I was just talking to my dad about that last night, too, that it's like a canon event for every 14-year-old. You have to go through an Axe phase. Where you just abuse the absolute hell out of every bottle of Axe you can find at your grocery store. But I went shopping for cologne and I got my hands on a new, like, fancier cologne, fancier than I've ever owned, and really proud of it. And it got me thinking because I spent like a half an hour trying to find the perfect one. And I was like, I wish I was one of those people that was super plugged in and like an expert at fragrance. Because I feel like my life would be so much easier because I am super indecisive when it comes to that stuff. So what is something that you wish you could be an expert at overnight? 877-881-1053. Because that's on a list of many things. If we want to do a sports tie-in, I wish I was an expert at all the analytics in sports. I wish I could be that guy that could throw any number at you at any given time and all of the stats that you've never heard of before. Like, I wish I could be the encyclopedia that Jared Sandler is when it comes to that stuff, and I could break it down to you in a human way, in English terms. Like, that would be so cool, but I don't have that information yet. I have it in certain areas, like in football. I could probably give you some of those, but I can't do it across all four sports. If I could have that in all four sports, that would be awesome.
Okay, so for me, I think is what it would be. I would love to know more about, like, home remodeling supplies and where I can maybe cut a corner and where I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to make the wrong decision and I'm like, I went all the way on all these other things, but this is the spot. And they're like, that's the one spot. You can't do that. So, like, I wish I had all of that knowledge, like, on an analytic level. And I'd be like, well, it is $10 cheaper per yard, but I'm telling you, you're going to pay for that.
Yeah, I'm right there. That's probably the place to, you know, get an air conditioning fix. Thank you very much, On Time Experts, for hooking it up there. But, like, knowing what the prices are on things so that you can feel like you're getting the right price. Hey, my refrigerator's broken. How do I fix my refrigerator right now? Those types of things. So I absolutely would love to be a price expert. If not that, though, stock market. If I was an expert on the stock market,
Dude,
I would play that game so hard.
I would too. It's not that I'm scared. It's just there's a time commitment there that I don't know if I'm ready to invest in that yet, because I do have, like, with football season coming up and stuff, it's like I don't know if I have the bandwidth for any of that. And
right,
one of these days, maybe when I have more money to play with, because it does seem interesting. I have friends that are, like, overly invested in the stock market and playing the market, even at, like, my age range of, like, the low to mid 20s. And I'm like, the fact that y'all have time to sit down and study this and listen to earnings calls and stuff, I'm like, y'all got it. I don't. Y'all got it. You can handle that. But yeah, I think the cologne game is something I'm going to try to step up into. And somebody asked a very important question. Which one did you get? I got Myself by Yves Saint Laurent. And I do think that is probably the fanciest sounding thing that I own. I don't know if it's the fanciest thing I own, but it's the fanciest sounding thing that I own for sure. 877-881-1053. What you would want to become an expert in overnight. Corey, what was that?
I Adrian and I, we went through and we smelled every cologne that Macy's had. I got one.
Did they
one,
put it on the little strip?
Oh, yeah, every single strip. And we used, I think, all, it was a stick, and I think we used every single stick that they had in there for that day. But I was like, I'm smelling every single one, and I got one that I was like, all right, this is the one I can go with. And the lady goes, that is a unisex one, so there you go, just like my name.
Why can't you have a unisex cologne?
You know what, I can, and I wear it every single day, and I smell amazing.
Oh.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. That's concerning. Isn't there, like, a NBA or a NFL player that has a unisex fragrance out there now? I think we talked about it at one point, that I'm kind of intrigued by some of those, because I did smell a couple at, I think it was Sephora yesterday at the Grapevine Mills Mall, and I was like, some of these I really don't mind. And the fact that
Lamar
they're made
Jackson.
For anyone. Yeah, it's...
Lamar Jackson has one, and so does Andre Drummond.
Huh.
Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum has his own fragrance as well.
Huh. Interesting. 877-881-1053. The Jason Tatum one is probably overrated, if you know what I mean. But the one thing you would want to become an overnight expert at, I like this because of where you guys are at right now from the 945. I want to become a burrito rolling expert. That is one thing that is easy to screw up to.
Yeah, I have so much respect for people that can roll the burrito the proper way. Because, Kevin, I'm going to roll it up, and you know what's going to happen? It's going to leak out
fall
the
apart.
Side.
Okay.
It's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to eat it in the middle. And nobody really wants to do that.
You
want to eat it
the
correct
middle?
Way. Yeah, because I misrolled it. That's the way.
Huh. Oh, my gosh. Just look, if it's falling apart that bad, just take it out, trying to pretend like it's a bowl.
Turn into a bowl.
Almost. Yeah, absolutely.
And I do think, what was it, maybe like 2 years ago, one of my favorite pop culture stories ever, whenever it was the YouTube channel Yes Theory, they got a dude that looks like Justin Bieber to go out in the middle of LA and sit on a park bench and eat a burrito sideways. And it went viral because people thought it was actually Justin Bieber. but it wasn't. It was just a lookalike. That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. But appreciate the interaction we're getting here, 877-881-1053, what you would want to be an overnight expert at. And lots of people texting in about the trade that happened in the NFL. This is why you got to turn it on, leave it on. We talked about it about 10 minutes ago that the Commanders have traded Brian Robinson Jr., the running back, to the San Francisco 49ers in exchange for a six-round pick, shoring up that very beat-up running back room that it seems like they have every single year. So the Commanders move on from a talented young running back to the 49ers. Gentlemen, you've heard of catfishing online, right?
Yes. I have.
Unfortunately, it's a reality for some.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
People, and some people get joy out of that, but I appreciate...
You've never been catfished, right?
I haven't. Luckily, okay. I do have like that spam folder in my DMs where like it automatically sends the bots to. And sometimes I open that up just for fun and I see plenty in there. And I'm like, huh, interesting. And the new one that they're trying out is telling you that they have stage 4 cancer. And it's like,
really?
It's like at least you're changing the story. But I still don't believe you because your username is like 2 letters and then 14 million numbers after that. It's like, okay.
Okay. So, Alec, that's a great point, first of all. Second of all, I think the other thing they need to do is have a wider variety of opening lines than like, hey, I want to get to know you. Like, you need to have like 100 different opening lines. So at least it's like, man, these are all different. Maybe they could be real people.
Yeah, I sometimes feel a little guilty for thinking about that, but you know, I that's why the spam folder is there at the end of the day for me. But this okay. new type of catfishing is incredible. Somebody on
the
TikTok
spam folder is very important. It doesn't catch them all though, and that's, the one that's and right. the Facebook ones that are like, hey Corey, and you're just like, no, I know my name's Corey. You didn't have to say hey Corey.
Look,
I get it.
If she's really attractive, you don't think. You know her, and she's like, what are you up to? It's not real.
Well, but, Kevin, we're famous radio hosts.
Okay. You know, well, so maybe you're married, and you should not engage in such shenanigans.
That's true. That is very true. I'm just saying, because we're famous radio hosts, that might be the reason.
Oh, my
gosh.
All
I'm saying is they're like, you know what? I listen to you at nights, and every night I would go to sleep with your voice in my head.
Oh, my God.
And now I can
just
think about you
they're not
every
real.
Day when I
you
wake up.
You know for a fact there's way more dudes in our DMs being like, I love you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
But this guy on TikTok, at central.oregon.fishing, so fishing without the G, has been catfishing guys on dating apps and social medias, but not to get money out of them, not to like make them think that they're falling in love, but to get their favorite fishing spots out of them.
What?
Genius.
And he's turning this into video content on TikTok and social media, and he's going to these fishing spots that these innocent men think that they're telling a woman, and he's trying out their favorite fishing spots. So, I mean, you still shouldn't be lying to people and acting like you're some sort of single attractive woman when you're
That's
not.
Fair.
But at least you're not taking money from them and you're not robbing them of their social security info or any of that. He's just getting their favorite fishing spots.
So it's a lower tier catfish.
It is. And if you're actually catfishing to catfish, in a literal sense, it's not as bad if you ask me.
Yeah, it's true to the term.
Whoa. Did you know that that term actually came about from the movie Catfish that Neve did before the TV show?
It had never been a thing
No,
before.
Yeah. The whole reason, because the person he got catfished by, that lady's husband is like sitting in this chair and tells this story like about catfishing. And that is where it comes from.
Wow. That's amazing.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, we continue to be live from Freebirds in Addison, 5000 Beltline Road. We will dive into some gridiron gravy. Would you be satisfied with this Cowboys rookie stat line? Next on the Fan.
There's the first down snap for Childs. And now he's in trouble. He's going to be pulled down, and that's a sack for Ezeraku.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Freebirds in Addison off of Beltline Road. If you want to come and see us, we've got Echo Dots to give away as well, I do believe. This time I didn't have to look directly at the box to remember what it was, but you heard I was still a little bit hesitant because I want to say Amazon Echo, and I was
like
no,
to get things right.
We changed it. Yeah. Yes, yeah. I do. And also there are Freebirds giveaways, desserts, chips, dips you can win.
I love desserts.
Not for you.
Okay.
As
right.
well
Fine.
As koozies, sunglasses. We've been doing giveaways all show long. We will continue until 2 o'clock. If you want to come spend your lunch hour with us.
I dare you.
Okay.
I dare you.
I don't know if it has to be. And somebody just yelled, I double dog dare you.
I'm in on that, too.
I don't know if it has to be adversarial.
Two dogs, if
okay.
you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you will just come and see us because you want
That's
to.
That's fine, too. That's
okay.
fine, if you'd like to.
Right now, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
As you can hear, there are people here, and they are participating in the show. You are free to participate as much as you like as well. Now, you heard it during AM on the FM, but if for some reason you have been toloing, shame on you. Mm-hmm. The Commanders did trade Brian Robinson to the 49ers for a six-round pick. This looks like a situation where he was probably going to end up getting cut by the Commanders, so I'm sure they're stoked to get at least some compensation for a player that they did not necessarily see a future with on their roster.
Oh, yeah, man. And that was the question, right? Like, if you've kind of announced this guy's probably going to get cut, then doesn't that pop for you? And you're like, I'll just wait. But but beating waivers is always important, and a team that's having a lot of problems health-wise with San Francisco desperately needed it.
Now, I'm going to try to do this story right, as I can't guarantee anything just yet. But this is Friday, so this is our last show of the week. But, you know, we'll be back next week, and we'll be doing shows. Hey, maybe related to that, maybe not. Eric Dickerson claims that NFL teams were told not to draft Shedeur Sanders.
Really?
Man, I'd love to hear more from him about that.
I absolutely want to know more about that. You know, and one of my great regrets in this business is that one time Eric Dickerson told me, and a guy that sounded like you, it wasn't you, but he sounded like you. He said, he said, whenever you run into a linebacker that was on steroids, you knew it.
Right.
And I did not follow up with the question.
How did you know?
Like who?
Yeah.
And so I regret that. So I'd love to potentially ask him that one day in the future, if that would ever come up and be possible. So we'll see.
Now, Mike Vrabel, we talk about injury information getting released and everything like that. Mike Vrabel has very specific thoughts on that. Other than I'd like to find out where some of these come from, some of those rats around here, we'll figure that thing out. So Mike Vrabel is like, we're going to find who these people – I don't think it's going to be like a Jimmy Hoffa-type situation.
But you don't know.
That is true.
But you can't be 100%. Where do they take them in Tennessee, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where do they take them?
You're going to get lost in a bachelorette party and never heard from again.
Yeah, just disappear.
But, yeah, so Mike Vrabel is focused, and he wants to find out those rats. All right, Donovan Ezeraku. So NFL.com had best-case, worst-case scenarios for some of the top rookies out there.
Okay.
I'm going to give you best-case and worst-case for Ezeraku, and then tell me what you think would be an acceptable stat line for him for this season. All right, best case scenario. The Cowboys settled their differences with Micah Parsons, which sets up Ezeraku to see favorable matchups all year long. His strong camp carries over, giving the defense the complement it needs to a perennial defensive player of the year candidate in Parsons.
Okay.
That sounds like literally exactly why they drafted him. Worst case scenario, if Parsons isn't on the field, the whole defense suffers, and it could thrust Ezeraku into a role he's not quite ready to succeed in. The opposition takes advantage of his own vulnerability against power and size, which I could also see that.
Yeah, he did talk about the power and size part of things and how, look, I know I'm not the biggest one out there, so what do I do? I come up with more moves. I master the craft of my hands, being able to use those. The small details to the position is the things that he talked about being so important to him and his success. So I'm hoping that Eberflus has lots of different ways to get him involved even more. But winning those one-on-one battles, forcing double teams to himself is what we really need to see out of him, right?
Yeah.
Like whenever we start seeing him get double teamed because they respect him enough, that's when we'll know he's finally hit it. Kevin, I'm really low with numbers for him this year.
Okay.
If it's four sacks, I'm happy.
Okay.
But even though this guy is a guy that a lot of people were thinking he might have been drafted earlier, I'm still looking at it going, I still am okay if he's in that four sack range, because I think he'll grow. And being a little bit undersized, I think by the end of the season, he might get worn down a little.
And at least I just want to say this for motive purposes. Corey said Mike Vrabel in Tennessee, because you don't want to get rid of them in New England. That's too obvious.
I forgot.
I was just covering for you.
Oh, no, I forgot.
All
yeah.
Right. Well, I was trying to cover for you.
I appreciate you.
Mike Vrabel wouldn't want to do that in New England, because that's too obvious. You'd have to go back to your last spot. So, NFL.com.
And they bury a lot of things in New England. Trust me.
Yes.
I've seen it.
Have you?
But I can't talk about
it. Okay. Yeah. NFL.com projects 29 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, and 4.5 sacks for Donovan Ezeraku this year. Now, since you just said 4 sacks, does that come across as
That's a reasonable number.
Okay.
4.5, like, I have 4, so I would probably bet the under, but, man, 4.5 would be fantastic. If he got 5, I'd be very, very happy.
And from the 817, this is a great part. Shows next week are not guaranteed, Kevin. You could get hit by a car.
It's true.
And as we know, that is what
Jerry
is holding
said
up
that in his press conference.
Micah negotiations. Hopefully that does not happen. We will have shows next week, and maybe somebody I just mentioned will be on the show. All right, Spencer Rattler.
Micah?
Maybe.
Jerry?
I mean, Jerry's been known to just call into our station. Spencer Rattler is going to start the Saints preseason finale. Tyler Shuck will be the backup. Some people think that is indicative of who will be the starting quarterback for the Saints. I don't have a quote of Kellen Moore saying he just flipped a coin, but I think it could also be indicative of Kellen Moore flipping a coin, hoping that it just landed right side up and he just didn't have to play
quarterback. So that he could be the quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was been my goal for him.
If you want to read into this, that could potentially mean that Spencer Rattler's got the inside track, and unfortunately he's going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints.
And he struggled, you know, so much last year, and he's just struggled the entire time he's been up here.
No, he hasn't. Kellen Moore said he's done a nice job.
Okay, well, that's wonderful for him. Good luck to them as they go down that path. I hope, you know, I hope that Kellen Moore gets something rolling there, because I've always been kind of a Saints side fan a little bit, so I'm hoping that he can get something rolling there. But again, they still have a lot of work to do with that group.
Want to get a couple more NFL.com top players. Number 22 today, we find out, is Max Crosby. And number 21, Jaden Daniels. Does that – I know it's just 1 year. We went through this with C.J. Stroud. I was so supportive of how well C.J. Stroud was doing. Do you feel like 21 for Jaden Daniels feels right across the NFL?
That feels like he jumped up there fast.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't have a second year of information yet. And so
couldn't you see him at, like, number seven crazy?
And based on what he did last year, like, this makes a lot of sense that he's this high already.
Right.
But – man, that's a very fast jump to be that high, but he did it last year, man. The offense itself lends itself to successful quarterback play. Kingsbury's offense always has, but you still have to run the offense. You still have to execute it. You have to accomplish those things, and every once in a while, you have to make a special play.
Right.
And he was able to do that for the most part all season long last year. We learned a lot about him, and I don't really love exactly what we're going to be having to face for the next, 8 years-ish.
Right. All right. Here are all of the options. The Bengals, the Bills, the Browns, Cardinals, Chargers, Falcons, Jags, Lions, Panthers, Texans, Titans, Vikings. These are all the teams that have never won a Super Bowl. Will there be a first-time ever Super Bowl champion this year?
If there is.
You got to think. Bills?
I have two teams that could be it.
All right.
The Falcons. Lions and Bills, okay. Not the Falcons. Although Michael Penix could be an amazing player.
Stop it.
That's a big option there. But I think it would be between the Bills. Like, if they might – maybe Kansas City fell just enough that the Bills can finally overcome it.
Okay.
You know, maybe that's there for them. The Lions – maybe Aaron Glenn was holding their defense back a little bit. I know injuries were a big problem last year, but he got that thing. He was patching it together all he could. Maybe the offensive coordinator who said, "Hey, I'm not changing anything." Ben Johnson did a great job setting this offense up. Maybe they just do keep clicking along.
Which is still curious. If they run into problems early in the season, we'll be like, "Hey, yeah, maybe you should have looked into that." Just
you know
a
what?
Bit.
I drew no plays up. I don't know what to do now.
All right, so you can get about 2-1 on your money if you think there will be a first-time Super Bowl champion, although certainly I understand why people are geared more towards whether it's the Chiefs, the Eagles, or whoever. But that's the fun thing about this bet. You get all of those teams. So, like, if the Vikings really took off because J.J. McCarthy is badass, then you could be like, okay, great, that works as part of my bet.
I just don't believe in the Vikings
yet. I get it. I do.
And even I can't decide when I will believe in them. I believe in Justin Jefferson. I just don't believe in the entire group.
I got you.
And O'Connell has to overcome some of the lack of success in order for me to buy in on him.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live at Freebirds in Addison, 5000 Beltline Road. Coming up next, we will do some NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.